Praise God for this morning, and welcome to Unity of Washington, D.C., a center of love, joy, peace, and truth. And yes, you are in the right place at the right time. We gather today not just as strangers, but as truth seekers, light bearers, and joint heirs to all that is good and all that is God. And it is in our right mind, our God mind, our divine mind, our Christ mind, that we give praise and glory to God for each of you in the house today, for all of you that are visiting us online. And it is in that same right mind that we give glory and honor for our senior minister, the dynamic and inspiring Reverend Sylvia Sumter. Give our minister a great big hand. So yes, this morning we are so grateful for you being in the house. And we thank you once again for choosing to join us here in service and worship at Unity of Washington, D.C., where we see and recognize the divine in you. Now, this morning I'm joined on the platform by our wonderful and blessed Sister Juanita Johnson, who is serving as the platform assistant. She's my fellow licensed Unity teacher. Praise God. Give her a great big hand. And we are honored to have Dennis holding the space for us this evening and covering us in prayer and making sure that the collective consciousness is held before God in the divine, that all things are going according to plan and in order to his word. Y'all okay this morning? Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say thank you, God, for another day. Amen. I had to wake y'all up with me this morning. All right. We're getting ready to go into prayer and meditation, because before we enter into this morning's message, I want us just to relax and understand that prayer and praise changes man, not God. It prepares our hearts and our minds for the message that God has for us today. And in that guided portion of meditation, we're simply going to know and be still and recognize that God is. So let us pray together. God, we acknowledge in this right now moment that you are the one power, one presence that we know to be our source and our substance and our supply. It is in you that we live and move and have our being. And in this moment, we let that mind that was in Christ Jesus be also in us, and we affirm that you are absolute good and everywhere present. In this mind, we release chains of fear and weight of separation and illusions of limitation. We release all thoughts that do not serve the radiant expression of divine good flowing in and through our lives. We open our hearts to the Christ within, the liberator of our souls. And it is in our right mind, our divine mind, that our hearts are filled with gratitude this morning for the gift of another day. And so, God, we, your people, say thank you, God, for another day. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us here safely this morning. Thank you, God, for your presence in our life, God. Thank you for the things seen and unseen. God, we thank you this morning. And God, now lead us into this moment of meditation. This moment to be still and to know that you are God. Yes. We pause right now and let go of distractions and gently center our awareness on the breath of life. Yes, my brother. Yes, my sister. That breath that is yours in this moment. Feel the force of the divine flowing through you with each breath you breathe. Inhale and exhale, and know that it is a sacred gift that is uniquely yours. In this moment, notice the gentle rhythm of your breathing as it harmonizes with your mind, body, and soul. And so we breathe. Yes, church, we breathe. We breathe according to the rhythm and flow that is uniquely yours. We breathe, releasing tensions and worries. We breathe, embracing peace and clarity. Oh, breathe and know. We breathe in divine love and breathe out all that no longer serves us. Simply know you are free, you are whole, you are blessed. You are free, you are whole, you are blessed. Now rest in the God truth that you are free. You are whole. You are blessed. And we breathe. And with each breath, let the truth fill your body, your mind, your soul with the knowing that you are free. You are whole. You are blessed. And we breathe. Affirm that I am free. I am whole. I am blessed. And so we breathe and we know that I am free, I am whole, and I am. I am whole, and I am blessed. And as we gently bring our attention back to this sacred space, this sacred place, this moment in time, I invite you to take a few more mindful breaths and to simply thank God that I am free, I am whole, and I am blessed. Yes. We thank you, God. Thank you, God, for moments of prayer and meditation. We thank you, God, for just giving us tools to make this thing settle in our minds and hearts, that even in this moment with stuff going on in this world, we can just be still and know that I am free, I am whole, and I am blessed. Praise God. As we, praise God. Praise God. Amen, because I was about ready to jump in it.
Where my platform assistant?
Praise God. We have our musical inspiration right now. Amen, amen. We thank God for music, the musicians. Praise God. Amen. I wasn't trying to pass you by, but I was anxious, ready to get into this word. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, sis, for that beautiful song. Praise God. Can I start now, sis? Amen. Praise God. Wait, Brother Larry, can I start? Amen. We thank God for prayer, for meditation, for music. We thank God for each one of you. We thank God for the brethren that be looking out for the brethren, for the sisters be having our back. We thank God for prayer. We thank God for so much. And then this morning, we thank God for his word and the word that he has for his people today. And so I would like to bring your attention to our sacred text this morning that comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, and then we're going to go over to verse 36. And then we're going to cross over to John 14 and 6 and end up in John 16, the 13th verse. And for those of you that have your iPhones, your tablets, your e-Bibles, you're welcome to turn with me to that space there. If you're at home and you got Big Mama's Bible on the table, why don't you open it up right now and turn to these scriptures with me this morning. Yeah, some of y'all remember that thing called the Bible. This morning, the Word of God reads, Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. And then John 16:13 says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. I prayerfully lift for your consideration, declaration, edification, affirmation, the message titled this morning, Hallelujah, I'm Free. Hallelujah, I'm Free. Now, in thinking about this title for this morning's message, I pondered some metaphysically deep and theologically heavy titles such as Truth as the Embodied Christ Consciousness, or the evolution of truth from revelation to liberation and beyond. And yes, 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 Reverend Watson, my mind started to go down that intellectual path of pondering, what should this title be that was going to govern this message this morning? I started to think about this thing. But at the end of the day, it wasn't my intellect that chose this morning's message title. Because when I let this word get down in the place in my spirit that I know, 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 that place where we know when truth hits reasoning and it rises up in us, the only thing that my soul could say at that moment was, Hallelujah, I'm free. Hallelujah, I'm free. Now, this message title, it just wasn't a title as I began to understand it. It was a declaration of spirit, a vibration of truth echoing throughout eternity. Yes, freedom is not something that is granted by rulers or afforded us by law. Freedom is the gift of God. It is something that is awakened in the soul. Hallelujah, I'm free, is more than a title. It's a vibrating echo of the Jesus words, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, this word this morning is not going to just be preached by me, because y'all are not just going to look at me and not be a part of this thing. This word is going to be preached by us. So the word is, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall do what? Say it again. And you shall know what? And the truth. Amen. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We are living in a time we find that many are bound, not by Roman chains or temple law, but by modern systems that still seek to control and divide. Bound religiously by doctrines that condemn rather than uplift, bind instead of liberate, shame instead of affirm, and divide instead of unite. Bound politically by polarization and fear, you have Republicans on one hand, Democrats on the other, independents over there, and then you got the folks that don't want to vote or don't care over here. Bound so much so that brothers can't talk with brothers, sisters can't talk with sisters, you can't even have family dinner together any longer because we are afraid of what somebody's going to say about their political opinions. Bound socially by systems that separate and oppress, bound mentally by guilt and anxiety and the weight of expectations coming from everywhere, here, there, and anybody. into this reality, the words of Jesus ring with eternal reverence. Ye shall, if you continue in my words, then ye shall be my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. This is the word of life, ancient yet ever new. And on this Sunday morning, in unity of Washington, D.C., in this house, and to those of you that are online, may our hearts be open to the message of freedom, our minds to the knowing of freedom, and our souls to the power of freedom, so much so that you too will wake up and declare, hallelujah, I'm free. During Black History Month, we honor those who embodied freedom in the face of bondage. We acknowledge a sacred lineage of souls who lived the truth of freedom even when external circumstances denied it. We gather in the spirit of freedom, not the freedom that the world gives, not the freedom that depends on circumstances, but the freedom that is born of truth, freedom that is eternal, freedom that is already ours. Yes, we stand in a lineage of those that sang their way through struggle, prayed their way through bondage, and affirmed their way into liberation. And today we join that lineage, not as victims of history. No, not as victims of history, because I am persuaded, Reverend Norma, I'm persuaded that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us and gave his life for us. I am persuaded that there is no weapon formed against us that shall prosper. No, we're not victims of history. No. We are standing now as participants in spiritual evolution. And when there are moments in that evolutionary process, there are moments in our life when there is an awakening that accelerates, when truth becomes transformation, and when spiritual evolution reaches a critical point, when that spiritual evolution that is happening in you reaches a critical point, it expresses itself as revolution. Not outward rebellion, but inward awakening. Yes, there's something happening. And what we are witnessing today, what we are living in today, is nothing less than a spiritual revolution. Not a revolution led by weapons or governments, not one announced by headlines or broadcast on screens. No, you're not going to see this revolution on CNN or MSNBC or Fox News. It's not going to be on the headlines of the Washington Post or the New York Times, but it is a revolution of consciousness. And as the poet, prophet, Gil Scott Heron reminded us, the revolution does not arrive through external spectacle. No, the revolution will not be televised. It happens in awareness. It happens in truth. It happens when minds wake up, when hearts remember, when souls refuse to remain bound. This revolution, it may not be televised, but it will be internalized. This revolution is happening in prayer closets and on meditation cushions. It is happening in the renewing of the mind. It is happening every time someone remembers who they are in God. This is not rebellion against the world. This is the revelation within the soul. And when revelation rises, systems tremble, chains fall, and lies are transformed. Because when truth awakens in you, when truth awakens in me, when truth awakens in us, freedom is no longer postponed. It is proclaimed. So when Jesus said, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He was not talking about a freedom from Roman oppression or temple law. He was confronting every system, belief, mindset that keeps the soul bound. He was naming freedom from the lies that distort our identity, freedom from the fears that shrink our vision, freedom from the shame that silences our voice, freedom from the inherited stories that tell us you can never be, freedom from the habits of mind that keep us circling the same pain, the same limits, the same disappointment. Oh, there's somebody that wants to be free from going around and around and around and around and again and never ending up anywhere. Freedom. Yes, freedom, freedom, freedom. He was declaring a freedom so deep that it doesn't wait for permission. A freedom that doesn't depend on circumstances. A freedom that begins when truth rises in consciousness and says, I remember who I am. I know whose I am. And I will no longer live beneath my divine calling. I will no longer live beneath my divine calling. And that happens in this freedom when we remember who we are. When we remember and know whose I am. And in that mindset, that God mind, that right mind, that Christ mind, that divine mind, in that mind, you rise up and you say, I will no longer live beneath my divine calling. Every one of us in here are called for a purpose, with a purpose in heart and mind. But the world has sought to tell us some bunch of lies, has tried to get us confused up in our mind not to see the truth of who we are. So in John, the 8th chapter, Jesus declares, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. In the 14th chapter, Jesus proclaims, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father except by me. In John, the 16th chapter, Jesus promises, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will lead and guide you in all truth. There are 3 chapters, 4 verses, but there is only one message this morning. Hallelujah, I'm free. Hallelujah, I'm free. So you biblical scholars, and you go back and you look and you say, let me go over here and look at this thing. I want you to be able to follow it and see the flow in the scripture. But while Hallelujah, I'm free is the message title, the truth is, the message, Brother Rodney, the message is between you and God. It's between you and God. So now that was a gospel summary. That was the introduction. So now, as I like to say, let us go a little bit deeper. Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. Because in the house here, we have some truth seekers and some truth speakers, some light bearers, some metaphysicians, those people that want to get down into this thing a little bit deeper. So I want us not just to wade in the water. Yes, we put our big toe up in there right now. You got the message title, Hallelujah, I'm free. Yes, you know that if the truth shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Yes. Yes, you got that. But come on, let's go in here and look at this thing a little bit deeper. In John, the 8th chapter and the 31st verse, Jesus said, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. First, he was talking to believers. He said to those Jews that believed on him, that's who his audience was at that time. To continue in my word means to abide, to dwell, to remain. It is not a passing glance at truth. That's the problem now. We all want something, but we don't want to do the work to get it. We don't want to abide in it. We don't want to walk in it. We don't want to live in it. But no, if you abide in me, then ye shall know the truth. Oh, that's why it is written in the book of Psalms, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And metaphysically, my word is not only Jesus' spoken teaching, but the living word, the Christ presence within him, within us. To continue in the word is to anchor your mind and heart in Christ consciousness until truth is not just known, not just intellectually known, until truth is embodied. So Jesus, in verse 32, then presents principle. Yes, metaphysicians, Jesus presents principle. In John 8:32, Jesus says, the truth shall make you free. The principle is truth makes free, not opinion, not tradition, not fear, not doctrine. It is truth that makes free. Truth is eternal nature of God. Truth is the divine pattern in every soul. Truth. It's the reality that cannot be taken, cannot be threatened, cannot be undone. Truth. Truth is in you. Truth is in you. Brother Robert, truth is in you. Truth is in each and every one of us. And when Jesus says, when you know the truth, not just intellectually, but spiritually, you become free. Free from what? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Yeah. Free from fear, free from shame, free from the lies that you inherited, free from the stories that told you that you were less than divine, free from the belief that God is far away, some being up in the sky instead of dwelling in the midst of your heart and your being, free from all the lies that say you are unworthy to be loved. Truth makes free. Truth makes free. You are free today. Free. But Jesus, oh, praise God. He doesn't stop there. Jesus doesn't stop there. He adds, if the Son makes you free, ye shall be free indeed. He's not describing two different freedoms. He's describing two dimensions of the same freedom. The principle is truth. The presence is the Son. The Christ revealed in him and alive in us. Truth makes free. The Son makes free indeed, because the Son is the embodiment of the truth. Jesus is saying, you will know the truth, and then your truth, you will see it alive in you. This is not freedom as a concept. No. That's the problem now. Too many of us grab a hold of this stuff as concepts. We embrace it intellectually, but we don't internalize it spiritually. We wonder why we are going around and around in the same circles. We wonder why we haven't broken the chains, because we get a hold of something intellectually, but we don't get a hold of it spiritually. You don't let this word get down into your knower, into the place that you know that you know that you know that even when you can't explain it, you know it because it's truth in your being, in your spirit, in your mind, in your heart. Freedom is consciousness, not concept. This is why it says in Philippians 2 and 5, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you also. And notice the word that operated in the beginning of that particular verse of scripture. It said, let. Everybody say let. Yes. Say let. Let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be also in you. Because the power that to be free, to set yourself in motion, to operate in this thing is yours simply by letting. You, me, we, us, we serve as our own blockages to our own blessings. Don't nobody block your blessings but you. Don't nobody block my blessings but me. But when, good God Almighty, when I let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be also in me, I begin to operate in the realms of truth. And in those realms of truth, there are so many things that open up and unfold to us. So Jesus, in John 14, 6, brings it all together. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is saying, I am the path you walk. I am the truth that liberates. I am the life that sustains. The truth that makes us free is not abstract. No, it is embodied in Christ. The Son who makes us free indeed is the living truth within us. But then comes this line that has caused centuries of confusion, wars, and separation. Oh, yes. And sometimes, metaphysicians, we want to run from certain verses in the Bible thinking, wow, that's going to be too woo-woo or too deep. I'm not running from anything any longer because I'm free. Praise God. Jesus says, no one comes to the Father except by me. Well, Brother Jackson, how in the world has that caused some confusion and division and centuries of wars and separation? How did that cause that? It caused it because of man's little thinking, the man's thinking that I'm going to somehow corral this thing called the path to God and make it only one way. It somehow became my way or no way, and if you don't have another way, this is it. It got stuck. So for four and too many, this has been preached as exclusion. To many, it has been preached as exclusion, as if Jesus was closing the door. But I stand before you now, Reverend Angela. I stand before you now on this morning to proclaim and to give you for some consideration that theologically, metaphysically, and spiritually, Jesus is not closing the door. He's opening it. And a matter of fact, he's not just opening the door. He's opening it wide. Because the me he speaks of is not the personality of Jesus of Nazareth. It is the Christ consciousness he embodied. When Jesus said, no one comes to the Father except by me, he was not limiting access to God or reserving the truth for one people or one religion. Metaphysically, the me he speaks of is the divine consciousness he embodied and revealed. What we in the Christian tradition know as the Christ, called the Christ, is known across cultures as the inner light, the divine spark, the true self, the indwelling presence, and so much more. But what we really need to know is that this awakening in mind is the indwelling presence. It is the awareness that God within that has awakened within me compassion and truth in every human heart. It is this awakening This awakening, not a name, not a label or a doctrine. It is this awakening that serves as the bridge between human awareness and divine connection, making the way to God open and accessible to every person on this planet. That's right. I said it. God is accessible to every person on this planet. It doesn't make a difference whether you're Republican or Democrat, independent, whether you're gay, straight, transgender, non-binary, whether you're tall, short, fat, or skinny. It does not make a difference whether you're he, them, she, or them. God has made a way for everybody through this world. Oh, he is saying, no one comes into the fullness of God except by the awakening of the Christ within. This is not exclusion. This is divine invitation, because the Christ is in all. The Christ, come on, metaphysicians, the Christ is the divine pattern in every soul. The Christ is the bridge that bridges between human awareness and divine realization. The Christ. I used to wonder when I was knee-deep in Baptist theology, well, God, what about those folks over there? And how are they going to be saved? And how are they going to be reached? Those of us who are honest, we had these questions. Well, what about? What about? And old theologians, they didn't have an answer. Trust God. Just trust God. I trust God, but I still wanted to know. I trust God, but I still wanted to say, if it is written here, there is a reason why it's written. Why not explore it beyond what the writers of 2,000 years had written? Why not go to the truth that is in me? Why not go to the divine that is in my mind? Why not go to the Christ that is in me, the author of all truth? Come on, y'all. We wonder sometime, how are we going to figure this thing out? How are we going to get there? But the answer, the truth, it's in you, God in you, the hope of glory. It is God in you. So he's saying, then in John, the 16th chapter and the 13th verse, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. Metaphysically, y'all don't mind me teaching just a little bit this morning. Metaphysically, the Spirit of truth is the inner teacher. The Spirit of truth is not something outside of you whispering in your ear. It's not this woo, woo, woo. Come on now. It is the Christ mind within you, awakening your consciousness. It is the divine pattern in you, interpreting life from a higher perspective. It is the God in you, knowing God. Y'all grab a hold of that one there. It is the God in you, knowing God. It is a part of you that recognizes truth when you hear it. It is that part of you that recognizes truth when you hear it, even before you can explain it. Now that's deep, because there's some times when you can hear some truth and it can land square down in the middle of your spirit, and you can say, I don't know how to tell you about it. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to reason it out. I don't have no metaphysical dictionary to be able to expound on it, but guess what? I do know that God is absolute good and everywhere present. So, Mother, I know that God is absolute good and everywhere present. I don't know how. How in the world is God everywhere present? How is he with a kappa or an alpha and with a sigma all at the same time? How in the world can that be? How, God, can you do such a thing? I don't know. But it's all right with me. And then, it says here, it is the God in you. Knowing God is the part of you that recognizes truth when you hear it, even before you can explain it. It is the inner yes. It is the inner I know this. It is the inner this is who I am. And the spirit of truth does not give you new truth. It is the unfolding of truth you already know. The truth that makes you free. This is why Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth. Now, I'm going to see where y'all at in your consciousness. And the truth shall do what? Say it again. Ah, I like this one. But I'm going with the King James Version. I like the set. I like the set. Set you free. Yeah, that sounds good. But I like make you free. Make you free. Yes, yes, yes. To those Bible scholars there, I went down and looked at the New International Version and the Revised Standard Version and all these versions. I got ready to make up my own version. But this morning, come on, Sister Johnson, this morning, I said I want to stay with the truth makes you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall do what?
Make you free.
Now y'all got it. Praise God. And I promise y'all I'm wrapping this thing up. Praise God. I'm looking at my watch. I know my time is on point. Good God Almighty. I can feel Rodney over there saying, okay, brother. And when the realization dawns in your soul, when you awaken to the Christ within, when you recognize that God is out, not outside of you, but expressing in and through you, when that happens, when the truth rises up in you that no bondage can hold down, truth eternal, truth unbreakable, truth making you free, that's when the chains are broken. That's when the ancestors start humming. That's when the spirits start moving. That's when the soul starts singing. And as Milton Brunson captured it so perfectly when he wrote in his words, and I would sing this, Robin Rodney, if I could, but I can't, but I can preach it to you this morning. I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound, no more chains holding me. My soul is resting, and it is such a blessing. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm free. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm free. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm free. Now, this is the part where I like to direct as the choir director. So on this side of the house, y'all going to have your part. And on this side of the house, y'all going to have your part. And then we're going to all come together as I go like this. But here it goes. Over here, y'all going to say, praise the Lord. Oh, y'all got it. And on this side of the house, y'all going to say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then all together, we're going to say, I'm free. Boy, y'all ready?
Praise the Lord, hallelujah,
I am free. Bro, they got it. All right, let's do it again.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I am free.
Oh, praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm free. I am free. Free, 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 free. No chains holding me, no lies defining me, no past limiting, no fear controlling me. I'm free.
I'm free because Christ in me is free. I'm free because the truth in me is free. I'm free because the Spirit in me is free. And all that is left to say, Sister Johnson, all that is left to say, not just hallelujah, I'm free, but to join that choir of our ancestors that when Reverend Martin Luther King said that old Negro hymn and spiritual, he said, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I am free at last. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! That's right. I'm in unity saying hallelujah! Hallelujah! Good God Almighty! Good God Almighty! I am free! I am free! Do you got it? Do you got it this morning? I want you to get it down in your Noah. The place that you know, that you know, that you know, that you know. Oh, freedom is not rebellion. It's revelation. It's Spirit unveiling our true identity in God. Freedom that causes us to shout. Freedom that causes us to dance, to lift our vibration in praise and thanksgiving. It is freedom that transcends what can be seen or proven, yet it is more real than any external reality or authority. It is alive in every soul that dares to abide in the Word of God. Every soul that dares to know the truth and to awaken to the Christ within. We are free from fear. We are free from shame. We are free from the doctrines that divide. We are free from the systems that oppress. We are free from the illusions that bind. We are free indeed. Free to love, free to serve, free to create, free to live authentically as children of God. So let us rise together in this right now moment, honoring those who have embodied freedom in the face of bondage and carried their torch forward. Let us live truth that freedom is both personal and collective. Both inner and outer, both spiritual and social. And let us declare with one voice, with one vibration, with one spirit, one mighty spirit, praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm free. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I'm free. But that's not the mighty vibration I'm talking about. Let y'all get on your feet now. Come on, folks, rise with me. Come on and stand up. Amen. And we're going to say it again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. Say it again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. Praise God. I'm going to stay. Peace and blessings to everyone.